Hello, this is Nigeria Daily. My name is Lillian Ogazi. When last did you read a book?
Hello.
Hi.
What's your name?
Eva.
How old are you?
11.
So, what book are you reading now?
Well, I'm just reading Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Why? Why are you reading it?
Well, just for fun.
Just for fun? How many books have you read since... When did you start reading books?
A long time ago.
So how many books have you read? How many books would you say you've read so far in your 11 years?
Okay, let me start. 1, 2, 3.
Names.
Okay, I read big books and baby books. I've read Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Hard Luck. I've read Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Roger Cruz. I've read Duck Diaries, Crush Catastrophe. I've read Circus Under the Sea. I've read the stories of dolls. I've read Quicker Than a Princess. I've also read Jane and Peter, Keywords, a Keywords book. I've also read Hey New Kid. And I've also read Olden Day Christmas Stories. I've also read...
That's a lot of books. So how many have you counted?
Well, I wasn't counting.
So why do you like reading books?
Well, I don't know. Just sets up my imagination.
Okay. So what would you rather do? Read books or watch cartoon?
If it's an interesting book, I'll read.
And you read your book over cartoon?
Yeah. Or do the both at the same time.
It's not really How hard. Would you do both at the same time?
Well, I watch cartoon for a bit, carry my book and read a little. Then I watch cartoon again.
So if you have your phone and you had access to the internet, would you keep reading as much as you're reading now?
I'm not sure, because I'll just go to YouTube and start watching MSC.
What's MSC?
My story animated.
Okay, so it's still story being told.
Yeah.
Okay. Why do you like watching MSC?
Well, it's very interesting. I also have a lot of life lessons.
Okay. Does reading books help you write?
Yeah, and I also create my own stories too.
Okay, and that's because you read books.
Yeah.
So which would you rather read? An e-copy. You know what an e-copy is?
No.
Like a soft copy, a book that's like a soft copy on the phone, or the book itself?
Actually, I'd rather read the book itself, because reading it online is just, I don't know, somehow boring.
Well, that was my conversation with an 11-year-old. To be honest, I'm actually inspired by her love for books and reading. Something worth emulating. One of the biggest and largely unresolved problems a stereotypical African society like Nigeria has faced over the last decades is a decline in the reading culture of young Nigerians. 22 years into the 21st century, it's pretty evident that the passion for extracurricular reading and the urge to satisfy the curiosities that lead to reading are on the decline, just like the quality of life of Nigerians. Now, even the act of buying books by the normal working-class Nigerian is proven expensive. This begs the question, how many young people today actually love reading books? Let's find out.
Well, unfortunately, I won't consider myself an avid reader. I almost struggle to read books, like almost, let's say, complete books. I start some of them and somewhere in between, I just abandon it and I see it months after and I need to finish this book, and it just keeps on lying around. So it's a struggle. I think probably has to do with being able to concentrate and actually finishing it. I read it off. I start off the book. It's very interesting. And somewhere in the middle, I just get distracted or bored, I would say. Generally, I would rather go with a hardcover book because an e-copy, which could be in a computer or my phone, I would find that way, way, way more distracting. So I'd rather go for a hardcover book. This is 3 months into the year. I haven't read a book complete. I haven't finished one book yet. I started about 3 books and I'm yet to complete one.
Not often. Once in a blue moon, maybe once in a while, sure. Then I love reading books a lot. I love it. Well, now, once in a blue moon. Well, I find it easy to read books, most especially if the books are interesting. Yes, it will just be flowing. I would love to know what is going to happen in the next page. It will just be flowing. But sometimes Shakespeare's books are not that easy to read, most especially the way he puts his English, or I'll say his write-up. Well, I'll prefer the e-copy, because wherever you are, you just bring out your phone and then continue from where you stopped. Like, nobody will think you're reading a book. Maybe you went to the hospital, than to sit idle looking at people, you just grab your phone. Then, if I'm at home, I'll prefer the hard copy. So far, so let me say one. If it was then, I would have read many. But now, I'll say one.
All right, to answer to your question, sorry, I've been busy. How often do you read books? I read books very well. Especially soft copies online, you understand? E-books, I read them very well. So, not hard books actually, but when it comes to books, I find it interesting. I love reading books. I must confess, I love reading books. The second question, do you struggle to read a book, or reading books comes easy? If yes, tell us why. I find it easy reading books, understand? Especially when the beginning, especially chapter one. The chapter one, not the beginning part of it, it's very okay, catchy. I will read. I love reading books. When it comes to reading books, I'm not reluctant at all. Yeah, get that one again. This is number three. I love reading e-books. Yeah, so I'm like e-copy. I love reading them, other than hard copies. So, because I find it more easy, I could read online or anywhere. Understand? Once I have my data, I search and read. Unlike me carrying hard copy up and down, so it's more easy for me to move around. Or to move around with my phone and read, which is a portable one. But coming with me reading hard books, I don't like it at all. Talking about how many books I've read this year, I've read plenty. I can't recall how many I've read actually. So I've read plenty. So I find it easy reading books. So that is why I couldn't even recap how many I've read so far this year.
Those are some young people there speaking. You are listening to Nigeria Daily. We'll be going on break. Do stay.
It's enlightening.
It's incisive.
It's analytical.
It's entertaining.
It's educating.
It's The Bearing, a podcast from Daily Trust addressing issues that have direct bearing in your life. Join us every week on www.dailytrust.com. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/dailytrust, on Twitter at twitter.com/dailytrust, and on YouTube at youtube.com/dailytrust. To listen in, join us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio.
Welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily coming to you from Daily Trust Online. In this episode, we are talking about the reading culture in Nigeria and asking, at what point did we lose it? Before we went on break, we heard from an 11-year-old who told us why she loves reading and the number of books she's read over time. We also heard from some young people who shared their negative and positive reading attitude with us. There was once a time where people picked interest in books and you'd find people spending quality time in bookstores and libraries, borrowing and buying books. What has changed? Well, I had a chat with Media Trust librarian.
My name is Harun Ibrahim. I am a librarian. I've been practicing for the past 20 years as a librarian in various libraries. Well, to be honest, The reading culture has really gone down in our society now. People are no longer reading. Everyone is sticks to his phone. All people do now is to go through their phone. Those that are even trying are the ones reading online, and not just reading online, but reading some books online, the e-books. Especially the young ones in the society, they have really lost it in terms of they have taken advantages of what freedom has to offer, because reading gives you a lot of advantages that comes with freedom. Well, like I said earlier, the young ones, they are no longer reading, or let me say the society is no longer reading now, not even the young ones. And like I said, most of them prefer to go to internet, social media. They have taken over and conventional reading of books. In order to revive reading culture in the society, I think what we have to do is we have to catch them young in terms of introducing reading culture in the school. Most schools doesn't have libraries now. Even those that have libraries doesn't have library hour. The library hour is a period where the students are given that hour or that period for them to go to the library and surf through the materials in the library and read. By doing this, we imbibe or revive the reading culture. Well, online books, to say, cannot be compared with the conventional physical book, because of their advantages. This sometimes even if you are reading online, sometimes the internet is not constant. There can be mix-ups or glitches who can make the internet to go off. So the e-books can't be compared with the conventional book. Well, in the olden days, people tend to read more than now, because because of the environment or the upbringing and the introduction to books that we have then. So people tend to read books than nowadays. People, like I said before, a lot of people prefer to go through their phones and read, but the culture has died, or let me say is dying in our society. Reading has a lot of advantages. It has a lot of advantages in the sense that it improves your knowledge. It even improves your focus and concentration. Then it adds to your vocabulary, even your writing skills. You tend to improve much more better when you read. Apart from that, reading also adds to your knowledge about other people, other culture, or other countries or continents in general.
That was Malam Haruna, Media Trust librarian, speaking. According to Anna Quindlin, books are the plane and the train and the road. They are the destination and the journey. Books are home. God bless Nigeria. And that wraps up the show for today. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Dilian Ogazi. Bye for now.